Hey there, I'm Trevor Houston, the creator of the Who You Know Summit, and I'd like to welcome you to the Who You Know Job Networking Show.
On our program, we'd like to show you a job search like you've never seen.
Everything from getting noticed by employers, how to properly format your resume, and how to network effectively using LinkedIn to drive recruiters to your profile.
We even take suggestions from our amazing community.
So if you want to learn all things job search, go ahead and subscribe now.
Focus. It's all about the job search. So if you want to learn how to land that next success, you heard them. All you got to do is subscribe and ring that bell so you don't miss out on a thing.
All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for checking in. Let's go straight to our guest, all the way from
Wheaton, Illinois. Yeah, my neck of the woods.
Man, by popular demand, okay, I want to tell you, I got a lot of messages about this gentleman here. Paul Cameron, thank you so much for being with us today.
Hey, Paul.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. We're excited. Paul is an IT recruiter, headhunter, search advisor, coach, resume writer, and YouTuber. Man, you do it all.
Ain't that, Paul?
Keep him busy, yes.
So I've got just a couple questions for you. What led you from being a recruiter to coaching, or was it from coaching to recruiting, or like, how did you get started in doing all this?
And I'm sure Foster's going to be able to identify with this as well as any with your history and talent acquisition. But in what we do, the way that candidates judge recruiters is whether we get them a job or not. So if I find somebody a job, they think I am a great recruiter. And if I don't get them a job, they clearly see that I have no idea what I'm doing because I didn't get them a job, right? And the thing about that is, you know, Foster, we get an open position. We don't just call one person. You know, I'm going to call 100 people. And that one person that I place in that job is going to think I'm fantastic, but the other 99 are telling all their friends how horrible I am. So I started back in 2002 to give these seminars to the different job clubs around the area, and I just really enjoyed it. I found that I loved helping the job seekers. And then we started, we had a radio show here in Chicago called Job Talk that I co-hosted for a bunch of years. And it's just, it's really fun and rewarding to help people learn the process, you know, from the inside, from a recruiter's perspective.
Know that process. Yeah.
Yeah. It's, it's fun. It's something that I'm extremely passionate about. I know these guys are up here too.
Yeah. We got a lot of passion up here. And Paul, I heard about your pal. Oh my goodness. Patty Bashy just wore you out, man.
Nice.
Yeah, we had a bunch
I appreciate
of
her. She was.
Yeah, we had a bunch of people saying you got to get Paul in here. So
absolutely,
you're definitely the expert. What is one of the biggest mistakes that you see job seekers making?
I'd say that by far one of the biggest mistakes is not knowing where you've sent your resume. Just think of the impression that you make when somebody calls you. You know, when I'm calling somebody, I'll just use myself as an example. When I'm calling candidates, the ones who have applied to the job, and they answer the phone and they say, "I'm sorry, can you describe the job a little bit? I'm sending my resume out to so many places. I have no. What job is it again? Like, really?" Versus that person who says, "Oh, I'm sorry, this is drive staff. Oh, this must be about that dot net spot. I'm so glad you called. I thought that could be a great fit." Totally different impression. And it's just from having a good tracking system to follow where your resume is going.
So I know you have a tracking system. So you created a system on, I call it Trello, whatever you call it.
Trello board.
Yeah.
Trello.
So you created a system for job seekers to kind of like track their follow up and to help guide them through that process so they don't lose any opportunities, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It outlines the process. So it's, you can follow a job lead from start to finish through the full life cycle of a lead, you know, from you get the lead itself and how and where to go get those leads. You know, how do you do that on a consistent daily basis? That can be kind of wearing, but if you break it down into smaller chunks on where you're going to go get five leads from here and there and there, and then you cycle them through.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do research on them. You got the research phase, and I got a checklist in there of here's the things you got to do for the research phase. And then you go to the network phase and try to network your way in first before applying, because you're gonna have significantly better success that way. And then you apply, got a checklist of things to do and, you know, when to follow up and how to follow up if you follow that schedule. I know a lot of people do that in Excel, but with Trello, you can put all the exact same information in that you can put in Excel, but you can also attach your custom resume that you sent to that company, which sometimes you can't save the same titled document in your computer. You have to keep renaming it. You can save it with the same name, you know, inside these different cards. You can attach the job description that you're applying to each card, where instead of a row in Excel, each card has its own email address. So you can forward all the correspondence from that company into each card. It's got its own mobile app, so you can have this information wherever you are. It's just, it's amazing. But it truly is, it's the process, not, you know, having something. It's not the medium, it's the process. I've taken the whole process I've got and put it on paper, you know, for people who are more comfortable, you know, wearing out trees and pens and things. that don't really use phones, they can do that. So there's just lots of ways to track it. Excel is fine, just as long as you're keeping track.
That sounds like kind of analogous to what we teach, right? Which is getting yourself noticed using video, which we teach BombBomb because it's such a robust product. And you can do it. You obviously could use your phone to record video, right? And send that out. But it doesn't have all of the features, all of the benefits that you get from BombBomb, the tracking, the analytics, the formatting. And so very, very similar, right? You could do it. You could do it in Excel, like you said. I mean, I know a lot of people that are using that, but
or a scratch piece of paper,
right? Yeah, yeah, exactly. Handwritten notes, but yeah, that's great. How hard is it to implement? Is it turnkey? Is it ready to go?
I've already built the thing, and it's free. So I just send it to you. I put a course together to show you how to do it. Oh, yeah. You can watch anytime you want.
$3.99.
Oh yeah.
So $3.99, that's right.
I actually checked it out. It's pretty cool. It's very, very detailed. Oh my gosh. And detailed in a good way. Like, you know, sometimes things can feel overwhelming if there's too much information, but it's detailed in a good way, very, very thorough process of, you know, from start to finish what you need to do and those checklists that give you, I mean, you're not gonna forget.
Right.
And you can drag and drop and do a lot of things. So and then you've got the course that kind of instructs people on as far as the usability, right? That helps them understand what each card means, how to do it, right?
Yeah. Right. Most people aren't gonna like this thought. But most of the time our job search lasts a little bit longer than what we want it to. And when we're doing that, we're applying for a lot of jobs, we're talking to a lot of people. It's absolutely, a company wants to know, and Craig, I've known Craig since the Mesozoic era, I think we would. Anyway, Craig and I know that it's important for you to make me feel like you're interested in my company. You can tell me a little something about what's going on. Absolutely. So I totally hear what Paul's saying.
Yeah, the money is in the follow-up, right? You guys have ever heard that? The money's in the follow-up?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So this is a good system. It's like a CRM, you know, in sales we call it, you know, a customer management system, right? CRM. You know, look, you need to have a process, whatever it is, whether you're doing it on a piece of paper, like he said, the important part is that you can do it. You can manage it. You don't let opportunities slip through the cracks, but I love what you have. How do job seekers get this information? I know you have a YouTube channel. Like, do they go to YouTube, subscribe to your channel? Obviously I want them to subscribe.
Yeah,
y'all need to subscribe.
That would
channel.
Be good. They can. Yeah, my YouTube channel is just youtube.com/speedupmyjobsearch. But if you want the free membership and the free board, just go to speedupmyjobsearch.com and click on free memberships, and it's right there. And the great thing about something like this is, as opposed to tracking it in your inbox or just in your head, is the next time you're going to go look for a position, which unless you're going to retire in the next 3 to 5 years, you're going to look again. You don't have to start from scratch. You know, you've got all this business intelligence right there. You've got all these names and numbers and people you've been in contact with. It's just, there's so many advantages now that we didn't have, you know, 10, 20 years ago.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. Some
good stuff, Paul.
Paula, Craig sitting over there is our, he is our main man, 50 grand down here when it comes to talent acquisition. And so I look at him when you say certain things. You know, we've been around a little while, and you say a certain thing, I'm looking at Craig.
Paul, you know, now that you've kind of got an opportunity to be on the show and see our audience and stuff like that, who is somebody that you think would be a good fit, or do you think, because obviously everybody was like, you got to have Paul on the show, you got to have Paul on the show, and you're in this space all the time, who's somebody that is also good, crushing it in this space that you think would be a good fit to bring onto this show?
In terms of helping job seekers?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Well, I don't know that you got enough time on the show for me to listen to.
That's the way it is.
He's like, I'll send you a Trello board full of contact info.
Exactly.
Absolutely. I can send you a whole list of names in the Chicago area. I don't know if you guys know this, but those job clubs that are out there, Chicago has the second highest number of job clubs in the entire country, second only to Kansas City. Of all places, and they get a Super Bowl and the most number of job clubs out there. But there's a lot of really, really good, really sincere people that are putting in lots of volunteer time and hours that are just doing an amazing job helping job seekers out here. And I'd be happy to share all their names with you.
Oh, man. Do you see that?
Yeah.
See, hey, I did that earlier. Ask and you shall receive, right? Uh-huh. Love that. Mm-hmm. Love that. Hey, that's a mic drop. Hold on. That's a mic drop moment
After the show, we're going to talk about, you and I are going to talk about a number of things. So that's what my company does, is network to network.
How is the job market in Chicago, Paul? Is it, I mean, I know down here in Dallas-Fort Worth, it's still pretty strong, but obviously the pandemic has affected things. I know some people are open to relocate, and Chicago's probably on a lot of people's, you know, top list.
Well, it definitely slowed down considerably, you know, especially when we became the hotspot. They had the news was just a couple blocks down from my house filming, hey, this is one of the top four worst areas in America. Like, great. But it's starting to open up again. You know, starting to get more frequent interviews going and starting to make some placements again. And we're starting to see other people land in the job search community, which is good. So it's opening up again, which has been nice.
All I know is you know, Mark is from, that's where you're from, right?
Yeah, Northern Illinois.
Yeah, Northern Illinois. And all I know is anytime we sit down with somebody, they're also from Northern Illinois.
Somewhere up north.
And I'm like, I was born and raised here in Dallas, and nobody's from Dallas. Like, everybody's from Northern Illinois.
We meet more people from Northern Illinois.
He knows more people. Yeah. He has more commonality and more in common with folks than I do, and I'm like, I was born and raised here.
Born and raised.
Well, but there's a common theme there. It's cold.
Well,
nobody wants to be there because it's cold.
And Paul, this is for you and I, and I want to dedicate this to Trevor and the viewer audience.
I think I can feel what's coming.
The Bears.
I knew it. Bears. Paul, I was going to ask you if you were a Bear fan.
Oh yeah, season ticket holder for 19 years.
Oh yeah,
absolutely.
Man. Trevor and Mark, we've had more fun. Just back and forth banter about Cowboys and the Bears for 2 years. The show has been, well, we're over 2 years now we've been in existence.
But what Mark won't tell the audience is that he's a Cowboy Club member. Bryant jersey. Okay.
The week before he left.
And he pays a lot of money in the Cowboys Club, just so you know. Spends a lot of money.
He bought me a drink one time.
Jerry Jones
loves you. Oh, yeah. I love Jerry. Okay.
Who's the owner of the Bears? Jerry, yeah.
Mark bought me a drink one time and I lost my car. I don't even remember where I parked.
You ain't no Bears fan. Get out of here. All right. Hey, Paul, man, thank you so much for coming. I really appreciate you. I reached out and he was just on it, and I appreciate that. Seriously, our audience wanted to hear from you, so thank you. And guys, y'all need to go check out
his
YouTube page.
You guys connect with Paul. Seriously.
Tell me that YouTube page again. Please.
It's youtube.com/speedupmyjobsearch.
You can get that Trello board, which is going to have all that stuff he was talking about for follow-up. Y'all need to do that. Go check that out.
This is networking.
Yep. Thank you guys so much.
Thanks,
Paul. Thank you. Appreciate you being here.
Trevor Houston here, and I want to thank you for tuning in to the Who You Know Job Networking Show. We hope you've been inspired, encouraged, educated, and entertained all at the same time. For information on our different events, workshops, partners, or partnership opportunities available, check out whoyouknow.show for more details. And be on the lookout for our new mobile app coming soon. You never know how this show could help someone you know. You know? And if we've made an impact or put a smile on your face today, don't forget to hit that share button on your way out. Until next week, it's all about who you know. Bye!